Things looking up, it may be a brief looking up for South Africa's private hospital sector. Elective surgeries happening again in the lull between COVID waves, and staff, of course, have been enjoying some respite from the huge pressure that has intensified through the different waves of COVID. The first one, not so bad. Second one, terrifying. Third one, really brought people to breaking point. People caring for patients dying in hospitals as we saw that huge surge in the last wave. The massive pressure that the virus brings. Unlike insurer Discovery and rivals Life Healthcare, Netcare is not yet going to make vaccination compulsory for its staff. Dr. Richard Friedland, Chief Executive of Netcare. Are you separating out staff, sort of the patient-facing staff in ICUs and in hospitals from office staff, Richard? Or is this a blanket thing that nobody within Netcare who feels that they shouldn't have a vaccine, you won't force them to have one?
At the moment, as we're seeking a declarate on this, B4SA and Bruce are doing so, and we'll wait to hear. I think one's got to be very careful about being too dogmatic about anything around COVID. And Bruce, with respect, we've learned that what we consider to be absolute fact has been disputed and proven wrong. And nothing could be more the case in terms of last year in March, we were dealing with the outbreak at St. Augustine's, and we were being castigated because we were told this is all due to fomite spread or spread of the virus on surfaces, and the world spent billions and billions of dollars on PPE, only to discover more recently that it's transferred from surfaces, and the chances of that are minuscule, and that you really have to wear a mask and be vaccinated. So our approach is a more gentle approach to try and understand why people are objecting to vaccination and to engage them. Well over 85% of our teams on the ground, and as high as 97% in some of our hospitals, are fully vaccinated, and we want to encourage and dialogue with people before we use the stick approach. And I think one's got to be very careful. In a post-COVID world, things are very different, and a lot of our staff and people will say nothing about me without me. And I think given the history in our own country of introducing, you know, very heavy-handed draconian issues, people are extremely sensitive. So not for one moment are we suggesting that vaccination isn't important. It's critical. It's probably the single most important issue in moving from a pandemic to an endemic situation, a more stable endemic situation like flu. But it's the way we go about it that we're particularly sensitive to at the moment and are engaging our staff as we speak.
I mean, through all the personal testimonies of doctors and nurses in the healthcare environment, the message of vaccination is very, very clear. I mean, it's unequivocal. Yes, we learn new things all the time, and we will learn more things as the fourth wave approaches. But certainly we understand the real world risks of not being vaccinated. And I suppose the risk from a hospital perspective is if somebody does contract COVID in a hospital and can show that it comes from an unvaccinated health worker, that potentially throws up a problem for you, doesn't it, at some point in the future?
Well, let me be very clear. What is the advantage of vaccination? What we know absolutely unequivocally is that if you've been vaccinated and had a booster, it doesn't prevent you getting COVID.
No.
But it certainly prevents you from getting the severe form that will result in a hospitalization or potentially death. And that's what we know about the vaccines, and that's why we're recommending the ongoing vaccination program. In terms of the increased transmissibility of people who are not vaccinated to people who are, or we don't know that for a fact at the moment. And what we're seeking to do is to get a declarator on this issue so that we understand where the courts might be and where our government's position might end up on this topic.
Okay, got you on that one. Certainly, from an operational perspective, a bit of a respite following the third wave. There must be a huge amount of relief within the system, and maybe a fair amount of dread as we see cases beginning to pick up in Gauteng. Too soon to tell if it is the beginning of a fourth wave or if these are isolated pockets of infections. We're waiting for the data on all of this. But there must be a sense of trepidation in the corridors.
There certainly is, Bruce. Last time this year, we were feeling pretty confident. We had seen the back of the first wave. We felt whatever COVID throws at us, we've got sorted. And little did we know, we had this terrible beta variant. And over the December Christmas period, we'd never been in KwaZulu-Natal. And then all of the experts in South Africa said, don't worry about the third wave. It's going to be very mild and everyone is immune. And lo and behold, we had the Delta variant and we couldn't find a bed in Gauteng. So we've got to be very cautious, Bruce. And I think this is the lesson of COVID. It's a big dollop of humility in prognosticating what might not happen. I can tell you, though, that the vast majority of cases we currently have in our hospitals are unvaccinated individuals. And so if anyone needed to be persuaded as to the advantage of getting a vaccine, you only have to look at our numbers in hospital, and it's not those who've had a vaccine. It's those who haven't.
And we are seeing, I mean, the pandemic had cost you 1.5 billion rand, lost revenue, higher operating costs. You mentioned the high cost of PPE, of course, which came through very, very strongly in these results. So this is, I mean, beyond just what it's cost you, of course, it's been the worst and most debilitating crisis the world has faced, other than perhaps the World War, since 1919. And, you know, it's each wave has been worse than the previous one. It's really been pretty tough. But are you in a good space right now in terms of enabling your specialists to work and enabling a catch-up in the elective surgeries and enabling that work to happen as quickly as possible in case this wave does come and you then have to shut that activity down again?
Yes, absolutely, Bruce. And obviously we've got a lot smarter at the way we're managing it. The rapid antigen test has helped us enormously in making a very quick diagnosis and either moving on or having to admit a patient. And so all of our treatment protocols across all providers and globally have improved. I don't think there's any silver bullet. Vaccination remains critical, but we are seeing the early signs of recovery. But given what we've experienced in the last 18 months, we're just taking a cautious approach. The textbook hasn't been written here, Bruce, and as much as we try right off COVID, it does come back and surprise us.
Yeah. No, and it's not the kind of surprise you want. Thank you, Dr. Richard Friedland, Chief Executive at Netcare.